Thanks for listening to the Wellspring Church Podcast.
All right, why don't you grab a seat? Well, good morning. And we're glad you're here. If you are a guest at our church, it's going to be a little different today. I'm going to explain why in just a moment. I don't normally teach with my buddy Eric, by the way. This is Eric Colquitt. If you've never met Eric, he's our student pastor. And also, he is the one who runs our Love MB initiative. And so he's up here with me today. He's going to be sharing a report about all God's done over the last 12 months.
Yeah, it's great to be here. I cannot wait to share more about what we've seen God do this year.
Yeah, it's really been incredible. And again, if you're a guest today, last week we did a deep dive on what Love MB is. And so after today, if you have some more questions, you can go back and you can see that. But let me quickly kind of bring everybody up to speed. If you weren't here last week or if you're new to our church, Love MB, what is Love MB? And here's our answer. It's our initiative to resource nonprofits in our community that are making Horry County a better place. To put that simpler, here's what we say. We say that it's our attempt at changing the world. You know, people always talk about they want to change the world. And so what we've done here in Horry County and actually internationally now is we find great organizations that are changing the world, that are helping people take steps out of poverty. Again, you're going to hear all about our partners today, but we find these great organizations that are making a difference, making Horry County a better place, and we ask a simple question. We just say, hey, guys, how can we help? As God's people, as his church, how can we help further what you're doing? And year after year, we get the same two answers. We need money and we need volunteers because that's what nonprofits need. So for us, Love MB, you know, it's a time we come together. And one thing we do is we give. We're going to give a special offering. We'll take that today. We'll start that today. It'll go through the month of August. And 100% of what comes in goes out the doors to these partners to help further what they're doing. We also serve. Many of you have been a part of a Love Weekend, a Love Week, where we, again, we go to our partners and say, how can we help? If we could send 5, 10, 20, 50 people, how could we serve you? And we do that throughout the year as well. And we do that because we know it's the best way to love the people that we're trying to serve and to love the people that are making a difference here in Myrtle Beach. Over the last 12 months, through your generosity, we've been able to give away approximately $90,000 to our organizations. Yeah. And here, just keep it going. And over the lifetime, I always like to tell you, over the lifetime of our church, we've been able to give away over $700,000 to these organizations. And so what today is sort of a report. We want to tell you about what God's done over the last 12 months. We want to introduce you to some new partners who we've just brought on. And then at the end, we'll pray and we'll have an opportunity to give back. And we'll have an opportunity to be generous so that God can continue to use this church to make Myrtle Beach a better place. And we're going to actually start with some of our international partners. We weren't able to do international for a long time, but through your generosity, we had the funds to do that. And I want you to hear our heart before he talks about the partners. We partner still with churches. We partner with churches somewhere else that love their community as much as we love ours. And because of, you know, the way things work, it turns out our dollars, where these are going, go a lot further than they go here. And so through your generosity, we've been able to make a really, really big impact. And so, Eric, I'll turn it away to you. Tell us more.
Yeah. So the first organization that we kind of want to highlight is an organization called One Child. And this is a partnership that we've started over the last couple of years. And this is an organization where you sponsor children, and you pay a monthly fee, and that money goes to support basic needs for these kids, and it helps point them to Jesus. And so earlier this year, Trey and I got an opportunity to go to Honduras, which is where the children that this church sponsors are located. And like he just said, what's really cool about One Child is they partner directly with a local church in La Ceiba, Honduras.
Yep. Which is a beach community in Honduras. That felt very...
yeah. And so we got to go and meet... You can go
ahead.
We've
actually got pictures.
Yeah, you can go ahead and throw them up. We got to go and meet the local pastors that were connected to the Hope Centers. We got to see three different communities, and it's just incredible. I just want you to know, if you sponsor a child through One Child, your dollars are going a long way there. It's incredible to see it at work firsthand. One of the really cool things that we got to do, and you'll see pictures in a minute, is the kids that both of us sponsor. Here's mine. His name's Gregory. We got to meet. And so it's just an awesome organization. You'll see Trey's here in a minute.
He was giving Eric some side eye. It's all right.
He wasn't sure about me. I get it. What else would you like to say about our time there?
The coolest thing was, I mean, we knew One Child, the organization, but getting to meet the local pastors,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And getting to meet their families. I mean, several of them, like this is a pastor's daughter.
Yeah.
They're twin girls, and the entire family is just so invested in this project. And just to be clear, if you sponsor a child, what you're doing is you're funding the Hope Center.
Yeah.
When we give Love and Be dollars, this is the child we sponsor, and we were able to visit her home, and it was, I think I'm showing her a picture of our family right now, and she was equally shy and really enthralled the entire time. So it was awesome. But our Love and Be dollars, we get to partner with the local churches. Because sometimes they have projects and they have things that they want to do to expand their ability to care for kids. And so your Love and Be dollars, they go directly to those churches to help fund those projects so they can reach more people.
And so what we want to do, we've got a really quick video of a little boy named Axel giving you a tour of one of the Hope Centers that we saw. I think you'll like this. Check this out.
Check it out.
Centro de Esperanza es dibujar. Esta es la cocina, donde me cocinan comida rica.
¿Lista, mi amor? Vaya a comer, siéntese.
Esta es mi aula. Y esta es mi canción infantil.
Oh, he's awesome. Yeah. So Trey mentioned it just a second ago. The sponsorship is something you do individually. But while we were there, we got an opportunity to talk to the pastor, Pastor Jose at the first one, and that was Isai, the teacher there. And they got to share with us just some basic needs that they had. And one of the things we got to do this year, he kind of showed where they eat, and that's actually where they teach them lessons about the Bible. We got an opportunity to provide kind of like a net, like a covering for this area to keep the pigeons out, because the pigeons would get in there and mess that whole area up. And that sounds so simple, but it was such a huge thing for them so that they can continue to do what they do on a weekly basis. So thank you for how you gave, and we can't wait to continue to do more with One Child.
And if you want to sponsor a child, you can scan that QR code right now.
Yep. There's more.
It's going to disappear in about 5 seconds.
Yeah. So. There's more kids there to sponsor. Another organization that we partner with internationally is an organization called Fountain of Hope, and they do their work in Cambodia, which is incredible. And so what we've done for the last 2 or 3 years is we've had the opportunity to sponsor 3 villages. In a province there in Cambodia. And what this means is what they're doing is they're actually literally building community there. As we sponsor these villages, it goes to help in many different ways. One of the ways is it gets them access to sustainable resources there. It helps them with farming. It gives them health classes and parenting classes for their adults. It also helps support the cell churches that are in each province. And the provinces that we, the villages that we support, there are 7 different cell churches there. So it's very cool. And it also goes to spiritual and education for the kids there. So just a really cool work being done there in Cambodia. And recently they gave us an update of what's happened over this last year. And they told us that there have been 39 adults and 35 kids that have come to know Jesus over this last year, which is awesome. Yeah. And even hearing all these stats and all they're doing, sometimes it's still hard for us to connect with exactly the life change that's happening there. And because of that, I wanted to tell you a story of one of these people who have given their life to Jesus over this last year. They give us updates all the time of these stories, but this one was pretty cool. Her name is Sina, and here's what she said. She said, "My name is Sina. I'm 42 years old, living in Cambodia. I'm a housewife with two children, one girl and one boy. Before I knew Jesus, I tried to do good deeds, participated in religious rituals, and spent a lot of money trying to get rid of my sins through offerings. Then staff from Fountain of Hope came to preach the gospel of Jesus as the one who frees people from their sins. It made me realize that doing rituals did not get rid of my sins. I decided to accept Jesus and be forgiven. After accepting Jesus, I was happy to know that I was saved from sin. Later, I attended a seminar for new believers and decided to be baptized. Please pray for me as I learn more to follow Jesus." And I just love that story, and I love the work that we get to be a part of. So thank you for how you give to Love and Be, because you're making a difference even in Cambodia.
Yeah, all around the world, we have great international partners, and rest of our time we're going to talk about our partners right here in Horry County.
That's
so
right.
Eric, tell us what God's done this year.
Yeah, the first one is an organization called Youth with a Mission. It's an incredible organization, but they also have an international reach as well. Their primary goal is to train students to go and share the gospel in some of the most unreached places around the world. But they're also doing a great work of serving right here in Horry County. One of the things that they focus on is helping the many J-1 visa students that come every year to work in our community all summer long. And they connect with them, and they help them with just basic needs while they're here. One of the things that happens with these students is sometimes they come and their housing isn't secured, or sometimes it falls through. So what they do is they find these students, usually at the airport, and they give them emergency housing. And they were able to provide this for over 50 students this year. So that's incredible. And at the airport, they'll go and just hang out at the airport. Yeah, I think you've seen them there.
I have. Yeah. I have seen them there. Yeah. Like that last flight of the night, the 12:30, yeah. 1 a.m. flight. And it was me waiting on my luggage and them just waiting to help students.
That's right. And so what they do is they hang out there, wait for students, and they actually provide welcome bags to them when they arrive. And they've provided over 600 welcome bags to students as they came to the airport. One of our awesome community groups helped put these bags together to be provided for these students. As they develop relationships, as they give them these basic needs, then they're able to share the gospel with them. And they shared with us that they shared the gospel with nearly 400 students from over 50 countries during their time over this last year. And many times that these students, this would have been the first time that they heard a clear presentation of the gospel. So that is such cool work that they're doing. That, along with that, they do many Bible studies and events that they host at their home just to connect with students all around the world. So even right here in Horry County, your dollars are going a long way to have an impact around the world through Youth with a Mission.
Yeah, and because of your generosity last year, we were able to not only fund all our current partners, but we actually added two partners. So why don't you introduce us to the new partners?
Yeah, it's so cool that we get to add some new organizations. The first one I want to tell you about is Echo Home Donation Center. And recently I sat down with the director to hear more about what they do. Check out this video.
Echo, Eastern Carolina Housing Organization, is a nonprofit headquartered here in Myrtle Beach. They focus on helping the homeless get rehoused. So the organization consists of a number of transitional houses, like they have a 40-bed veteran transition house here in Myrtle Beach for homeless veterans. They have five houses for homeless youth, which tend to be, you know, your 18 to 23-year-old. You know, think foster kids who age out and end up homeless. They have five houses for women and children escaping domestic violence. They have sober houses, sometimes people coming right out of jail or those types of programs, or others who are homeless in active addiction or alcoholism, wanting to get off the street and have a fresh start. People apply to ECHO for help. Case managers work with them, identify their issues, perhaps get them assistance with, you know, getting an ID, getting their Social Security card, being able to apply to jobs. They work with that case manager. The case manager helps to find them a rental situation. They work with those landlords. Perhaps they've got bad credit or no credit. You know, they work with the landlord to, you know, basically advocate for the individual or the family to get them a year's lease. Depending on what they qualified for, you know, ECHO's programs, which are typically HUD and VA programs, will give them, you know, the deposit and say 1 to 2 months rent. But once they identify where they're going to go, then they fill out a wish list, and that's when it comes to the My Home Donation Center. And we're basically a project, volunteer-led by me, our goal is to work with ECHO to provide the basics of a home when these folks get housed. We're doing about 50 individuals a month. That's, you know, women and children. So it's a lot of supplies. The typical items on a wish list are going to be, you know, plates and silverware and cereal bowls, some serving dishes, a mixing bowl, a couple pieces of Tupperware, saucepan, a frying pan, a set of cooking utensils, sheets, pillowcases, pillows to go with whatever size bed we're going to be able to provide for that person. Shower curtain, a set of towels for each person in the home, a mop, a broom, a dustpan, a trash can. Some of the places that they're moving into don't have a lot of overhead lighting. So, you know, if we can give them one big lamp for the living room, you know, that's huge. Depending on the number of people in the house, you know, it'll either be, you know, for one, maybe a recliner, a love seat, a sofa for a family, maybe a sofa and a living room chair. If they're going into a place with concrete floors, you know, we try to give them a throw rug. You know, just those basics that will make it start to feel homey. While we've been here since 2020, a lot of people still don't know who ECHO is or that the donation center even exists. And so outreach, going to, you know, the women's club and telling them about us, going to HOA community meetings and telling a community about us so that, you know, when they do have furniture or housewares that they want to donate, they know who to call. You know, working here in the donation center to do those packouts, to help us accept deliveries from Amazon and put things away and sort out linens and fold sheets. You know, those things, we always need volunteers helping with that. I've definitely, you know, seen my share of people struggling. And, you know, it can be really tough out there. And for many reasons, you know, not just, you know, somebody didn't feel like working. I mean, there are true heartbreaking stories out there of situations that are sometimes beyond people's control. It can be a lifeline to a completely different life. I mean, I've witnessed it. I interact with people who got helped by ECHO 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, who now are, you know, working, you know, contributing members of society and friends of mine. Those just give me so much hope for what's possible.
What an incredible organization. What great work that they're doing. I love that we get to be a part of this organization. This year, we were able to provide them with funding to purchase beds, which is one of their greatest needs that they have. So thank you for how you've given. And we also have had a community group serve there as well. And so they always are looking for more volunteers. We'd love to help get you connected to ECHO.
Yeah, so just a great organization. Now tell us about the other new organization from this year.
So the other organization that we were able to add is an organization called Faith Outreach Ministries. And they do an incredible work of providing food assistance to those in our community that need it. Chances are, if you've been around our community and you've seen someone helping others with food, it's been Faith Outreach Ministries. And we sat down with them recently to hear about all they're doing. Check out this video.
My ministry, called Faith Outreach Ministries, is one that has been around since 2011. We started out as a once-a-month food distribution. We were up to six different mass food distributions a month, and then we decided to open up a pantry. It serves a wide range. It's not just territorial, we're just the people in that area. We have people coming from a distance that can come to the pantry. It's open 3 days a week, and it averages 600 families a week. We purchase our food from the Lowcountry Food Bank on a regular basis because being agency partners, we're able to get food at 10 cents on a retail dollar. If you're donating $500 for the week that we can buy groceries, you know, for that, we're gonna implement and it's gonna affect close to 150 people. That's a huge, you couldn't do that any other way for $500 that you could give meaningful food to 100 some people. The interesting thing about Faith Outreach Ministries, there is no paid staff. There's no one that gets any payment. It's strictly volunteer from the top down. Between the pantry and all the mass food distributions, we have over 300 volunteers a month, ranging all over the county. They're very dedicated. They get very regular days. They want to be there. The pantry particularly, there's Monday people, Tuesday people, and Wednesday people that are pretty dedicated to making that and work very hard, whether it be processing them in the front or delivering the food in the back of the building, one or the other, they're very involved. One veteran that helped and said if he hadn't been involved as a volunteer, he was on the brink of suicide. So by getting involved, it turned his life around. Can't tell you how many people come there and literally didn't know what they were gonna have for dinner tonight, didn't know where the food was coming from. There's many people that life gets thrust upon them. So many people lost their homes, lost their apartments, are living communal. And without that kind of help from the pantry, they don't know how they're gonna get through it. We have a number of churches that have been doing a once a month, and they will have their people at their church all bring food on one given Sunday, and then we go pick it up. That has been huge. Sometimes we've done as many as 400 or 500 pounds of food that a church will put together, which really stocks the shelves nicely. So the more churches we can get involved with food drives, the more people we can serve, the more food we can give families. Our goal is to try to give families food that's gonna, they can come once a week. That's gonna last them 3, 2, 4 days. Just depends on the size of the family. So the more we get, the more we can help.
Again, I love that we have an opportunity to help with an organization like this that are just helping with just the basic needs in our community. And so this year, we were able to provide funding. As he said, dollars go a long way with them to help stock their pantry fully for them. And so I also got an opportunity to just stop by and see their pantry, see how it works. It's just an incredible organization. And he mentioned the food drive that churches do. Wellspring kids and Wellspring students are going to be doing a food drive in the next couple of weeks. We'll be sending that out pretty soon. So we get to be a part of that by giving, and our kids and students are going to get to be a part of that as well.
Whoo!
Yeah.
I don't know what just overwhelmed me right there. But anyway. Oh, actually, I do know what overwhelmed me. We added two new partners.
Yeah.
And this isn't in the script. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, buddy. You do a great job. Thank you for finding these partners, and thank you for making all this possible, man. I just want to say that in front of everybody. Thank you. Because these are all new partners. You're all still waiting for, what about all the so-and-sos? Now we're going to give you the update. Well, Youth on Mission is not, but now you're going to give us the update on the partners we've been working with for a while.
Yeah, so one of those is SOS Care. SOS Care, we've been partnering with for the last few years, and they do a great work in our community, helping people with intellectual disabilities. And they really just help them figure out how to live and to thrive on their own and independently. And one of the best ways that they've done this recently is with a whole community that they built over in Conway called Oak Tree Farm. And we've talked to you guys about that for the last couple of years, and we've gotten as a church to be a part of creating that community through our giving. And so this year we were able to again help them by giving them funding to furnish out two more of their brand new apartments over in Conway. So just a great work that SOS is doing. And we just love that we get to be a part of that as well. Another one of our organizations that we've been partnering with for years and years and years is called New Directions. And they do a great work in our community helping the homeless population. And so last year, we were able to, if you might remember, we were able to kind of do some renovations at the men's shelter. We provided funding for new bathrooms there, and they look incredible. I've seen them. This year, we were able to continue to provide just some common area facelift there to really just uplift that whole shelter. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, just little small things, a bathroom and common areas, but I promise you, if you find yourself in a situation like that, the small things like light and fresh coat of paint, and a nice bathroom just goes a long way to give you hope to take a next step in life and to get your life back in order. So thank you for how you've given this year so that we could help SOS and New Directions.
Well, and this is why I love working with these partners that are smarter than us and know more than we do about these things. Because when they tell us what they need, we don't really ask any more questions. You know, especially New Directions. We've been working with them for so long. And it's why we have such trust. It's because they can say we really need to just spruce up some bathrooms. And we're like, absolutely. Great. Because we know they know more and they know how it's going to serve. And so, again, thank you for being generous enough that we can say yes.
Yeah.
That's really the answer. So, all right, what are the other highlights?
Yeah. So another organization since the very beginning that we've been partnering with is Habitat for Humanity. And they do a great work. It's probably one of the more well-known organizations in our community, but they help people move into home ownership, and they just have a great process for that. And so this year, we haven't done this in a couple of years. We just wanted to give you a story of a family that got to move into their home recently, and it's a family that some people in our church have gotten to know a little bit over the last couple of years. So check out this story.
So when I first joined with Habitat, I had a few people that I worked with. They were telling me all about Habitat because they knew I was looking into getting a home with the kids. That was my goal. And then at first I looked at the application and I was like, at first it was a bit intense because it is pretty lengthy. So to be honest, I filled it out. I started to fill it out and then I put it off to the side and I was like, man, I bet you there's so many people filling this out, and I just didn't fill it out. And then once it started to come around again that they were doing it again, I was like, no, you know what? I should really give this a shot. And I filled it out. And it was funny because on that day, I actually found a rock that said blessed on it. And it just, I don't know, it just seemed like it was meant to be kind of a thing. When I first got to meet everybody, of course, I was nervous in the beginning, but I don't know, it just became like family, like real quick. If you had a question or needed to learn how to do something, they were right there and helped you out. And same thing with the store, just meeting all the volunteers and people that work there as well. And just everybody, if you ever had a question, you always shoot them a text and everyone would answer or call. So it just became more of a family than it was like a process. For the sweat equity, we would go to the houses and building, and it was pretty cool because we got to learn how to do like the shingle, not shingles, like the siding, painting, and just everyday things that I could learn that might help me in the future. Like if there's a problem on the house, it might be something that I could fix by myself. Like I'm a hands-on type of person, so I loved being able to help build others' houses, and then of course building my own, and just like I said, seeing from the ground up was a cool experience. And then just I love meeting new people, so just that it was awesome meeting new people from all over the area and just coming out and helping each other. The volunteers, when they would come out, I had a bunch of different groups. I'd had Wellspring come out, I've had different actually softball team come out and things like that, which is cool to see people from your community coming out to help. And then my first construction home, I met Eric from Wellspring, and I had him come out actually and asked for him to speak at my dedication, because I think everyone from Wellspring has been great, and I've met them at other people's houses as well. Originally, when we first moved down from New Jersey, I came down and we were living in a camper, and it was tight as for sure was tight. There was not much room for living space. Their bedrooms, it's not like they could sit and play with their toys. It was like you're pretty much a sleeping area and that was it. It's nice having them have their own rooms and everyone's not on top of each other. But it's also great because when we do want to watch movies or cook dinner and meals, and it just, we can all be together on the couch and we're not feeling so like claustrophobic and on top of each other. They have room to play. The girls like to learn to cook, and when we were living in the camper, we had no space.
Well, honestly, it's way better than being in the camper. We would always get so frustrated because we had like no room for almost anything, and
like now everyone's jumping in mom's bed and wants to hang out and watch TV in there. So it's just being able to do things like that, just your everyday things, or sitting at the dinner table together in the camper. The table's so small and it was tight, so it just I don't know, you couldn't enjoy a meal together. But now we have the space to do something like that, things that people take every day for granted.
It was cool. One time we had like our first little dinner back there where we said the table would be, and we went and got McDonald's and sat over there, and we just had we sat in like the spots where everybody would sit and like organized it a little bit, and then everybody was like, yay, the first dinner. I'm really proud how much work they put into this house, and that like they're a really good company for building houses, and they have really good teamwork.
Oh, just
so good.
Seeing families celebrate having a home. It's a great organization, man. They're awesome.
Yeah, we love Habitat. We love getting to know Nicole. And I love that our church, we didn't pay her to say what she said in the video, I promise you. I love that our church is having that kind of impact. It has nothing to do with me, but the volunteers that come out there that get to connect with her and people through our serving. It's been incredible. So this year, we gave Habitat our largest gift, over $25,000 to support what's called the Good Start program. You've heard us talk about this year after year. This is a program that we've gotten to own as a church. And so this money went to all six homes that Habitat built this year or is going to finish this year. And what it does is it provides them a good start. Not only do they have a new home, but we're able to furnish them through this program new beds, new washers and dryers, a Chromebook, a lawnmower, a fully stocked pantry, just things that you need as when you're moving in to a new home. And so thank you for how you continue to give. Thank you for the impact that you're having with families like Nicole's.
Yeah. So, whoo. If you're new, I say this all the time, I am prone to mild outbursts of emotion. So I apologize. But no, I mean, we're wrapping up. And what you're feeling is just it. This was a dream that we started our church with. And 16 years later, you guys have given over $700,000 to it. It's truly overwhelming. So as we're getting ready to do that again, prayerfully, like Eric, what are the best ways for people to get involved?
So number one is give through the rest of this month, because as you've seen, the giving has a huge impact, not only here in Horry County, but in Honduras and in Cambodia. Just it goes so far, and we're able to do so much. So give. And then there's going to be more opportunities to serve as well. We're going to be putting out, we're finalizing a new project with Habitat in the next couple of weeks, so keep your eyes open for that. And then I would just say go and serve in these organizations. You can serve directly with them. It doesn't have to be through Wellspring, and that just makes a huge difference. So thank you for what you do, and Trey, back at you. Thank you for giving us an opportunity. Thank you for having the vision for us to impact our community in the way that we've been able to do. So thank you for that. And
Yeah, so as we wrap up, I just want to cast a little vision, and then we'll pray. And we'll have a response song, and then we'll take our offering. But I really wanted to remind, we talked about this last week, why we do this. It's because as Christ followers, we believe that beliefs change us. It is faith. You know, we don't have to earn our salvation. We don't have to earn the love of God. We just have to walk in faith. We believe that he has sent his son to pay the price for us. It is the belief that changes us. But the reason we love him be because it is behaviors that change the world. It is only when we live in those beliefs and we behave with those beliefs that other people can receive the goodness that we felt from our God. And so this is our chance to behave like we believe that God is who he says he is. And I just have one more thing and then I'll pray. But I always, every year, I like to point this out. If you're wrestling with giving and should I give and how much and all that, this is something God kind of reminded me of a few years ago. And I just like to remind all of us. In this moment, here's what God's really giving us, okay? We have the opportunity to be the answer to someone's prayer request. Because over the next few days, weeks, and months, there are going to be families in Horry County praying for help, begging for help. And they're going to end up at the doors of one of these partners. And I'm convinced because of our generosity today and other churches like us, those partners are going to be able to meet that need, to meet that request, to be truly the hands and feet of Jesus. That's what we get to do right now. So as I said, I want to pray for us. And then we're going to sing a song of response. And I just invite you to ask the Holy Spirit how he would have you respond in this moment. And then we'll take our offering. So I thank you for being here today. Let me pray for you. Father, we just love you so much. And God, we're just so grateful for your son, for the opportunities he gives us. And we're thankful for the opportunity we get right now to be your hands and to be your feet. And to leave our mark on this community through the resources you've given us. When we are generous with them, you do more than we can ask or imagine. You always have. And today, Father, we invite you to do it one more time. Speak to our hearts. Show us how our behaviors in any and every area of our life, if they're out of whack, may they come back and may our behaviors align with our beliefs. And may Myrtle Beach and Horry County and the world never be the same for what we do here today. We love you. We thank you. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen. Stand to your feet. Let's respond.